This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The nominations for the 74th Motion Picture Academy Awards were announced this morning in Beverly Hills. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and A Beautiful Mind topped the nominations. The Lord of the Rings got 13, A Beautiful Mind got 8, so did Moulin Rouge. Reporter Pat Dowell is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Denzel Washington, Will Smith, and Halle Berry, three blacks nominated in the leading actor categories. How often does that happen?
Well, actually once before, but not since 1973. Then it was Cicely Tyson and Paul Winfield in Sounder, and Diana Ross in Lady Sings the Blues. None of them won. And this time, of course, there's a chance that one of them will win, Denzel Washington for Training Day. And the other nominees, Will Smith for Ali and Halle Berry for Monsters Ball. And I think that, you know, Denzel Washington in Training Day, that's a movie that when it came out, nobody even thought of it as Oscar material. And the public and critics simply responded to it, and a groundswell began for him. And I think he stands a chance of winning. His real competition is Russell Crowe, and Russell Crowe won it last year for Gladiator. This year he's nominated for A Beautiful Mind. And I think that a lot of people feel Denzel is overdue. So I think he'll win.
Any surprises today?
Well, yes, there was no Best Picture nominee for Black Hawk Down. A lot of people thought there would be. There's a screenplay nomination for the animated film, Shrek, which is nominated for Best Animated Feature, a new category. And David Lynch was nominated for Best Director for Mulholland Drive, but not Baz Luhrmann, whose film Moulin Rouge was nominated for Best Picture. So that's kind of bizarre. And also rather odd is that there was an original screenplay nomination for Memento, a film that was based on a short story. So I don't know how they'll figure that one out. And there was also some suspense. Well, people weren't quite sure that Nicole Kidman would be nominated for Moulin Rouge. It turns out she was. And I say never underestimate the sympathy vote at the Academy because, you know, she was dumped very unceremoniously by Tom Cruise last year when he divorced her. And she's getting her own back now. After all, living well is the best revenge.
Winning an Oscar affects the actor's price, obviously, and sells more tickets. What about being nominated?
Being nominated has its rewards. The trade paper Variety, for instance, in this week's issue, calculated that major nominations make a big difference in the grosses of movies that are still in theaters, obviously. Best Picture and Best Acting nominations, the major awards, even just the nominations, can increase ticket sales by 30% or more. Shakespeare in Love, for instance, doubled its grosses between the nominations and Oscar night itself. And sometimes, you know, the nominees for Best Foreign Language Film don't even get American distributors unless they get an Oscar nomination. And this time, I would have to say, though, the French nominee, Amelie, is already a big hit in American theaters, and it's likely to win the Oscar.
Pat Dowell, thank you. There's a full list of nominees on the website npr.org.